My first question would be, why do you think that Pope Benedict called this synod at this particular time?
Well, I think, first of all, we, patriarchs of the Middle East Catholic, we asked the Pope to meet with him. Not all are cardinals, not all have this occasion. But I think that the idea of the synod came out just after the visit of His Holiness to the Holy Land in last May. He could touch and suffer from our divisions here in the Holy Land, with so many confessions and faiths and churches, whether Catholic, Orthodox, Armenian, Anglican, and so on. In the same time, he had a not bad but painful experience about the conflict between Arabs and the Israeli people. And I think, knowing well the situation in the Middle East, he thought to launch this synod in October. On the last September, 19 September last year, we had a convocation to be with him in Castel Gandolfo, and we shared dinner with him. And then came out the idea of the synod little by little. And little by little, we took the titles and the themes of the lineament that you know. I think the idea of the synod came just after the visit of His Holiness to the Holy Land, when he saw the so many problems that we have.
The churches in the Middle East share common riches and problems as well. While they find themselves a minority in a predominantly Muslim society, you here in the Holy Land find yourselves in a more complex situation, in a region in conflict, a tiny community wedged between Jews and Muslims. What do you see as the challenges your Christian community faces that perhaps sets you in some way apart from the other churches in the Middle East?
More or less, we have the same common problems, whether in Iraq and Lebanon, but maybe here with a little bit more intensity in the Holy Land. That's why I say I think that Jerusalem is the key for more peace, or the key for more problems, more conflict that we are living here. For the Christians, I think the first challenge is ourselves. To be true Christians is our identity as Christians. Before looking about the problems coming from outside, from Jews and Muslims, I think it would be nice if we can meditate how we respect and how we love our identity as Christians. Christians of the Holy Land. Christians of the Holy Land, it is a special vocation. It is not only a presence like any other presence. And I just met now an Italian group, and I told them that we have to take seriously the words of the Lord, at least from time to time when we suffer, and to remember that He said us, if anybody wants to follow me, he must bear his cross and follow me. And that's why we have to take seriously these words. Across before us in these narrow streets of Jerusalem, He fought, He suffered, and so on. And we have to suffer to accept this mission, this vocation to be here with our cross. In the same time, I said often, we are not only a church of Calvary, we are in the same time a church of resurrection, of hope, and we must have hope and give this hope for people who are suffering from the situation. And when they cannot stand, when they cannot resist to this dramatic situation, the first option that they have is to leave. And this is our hemorrhage for this emigration of our Christians.
You say that Christians here should be bearing the cross, but at the same time, I've also heard many of the Christian churches here in the Middle East speak of, you know, Christians should be more involved in politics, should be more involved in taking a stand on the social issues, some of the issues that concern them as citizens of each of these states.
You are right. I think this role to be more involved in the society, I think we had it more in Jordan than here. In Jordan, in fact, we have ministers and deputies and banks, and they are more involved in the society, maybe because there is more stability, political stability there. Here, with the occupation, with our number always less and less and less, First of all, Israel will never give them this chance to have a big role in politics. And besides, the Palestinians are divided between themselves, between Fatah, Hamas, and so on and so on. You are absolutely right that the Christians in the Holy Land are not playing a good, strong role in politics. We, church, we through our institutions, we try to give them more awareness, more trust, more confidence, more. We can, but the fact that with the immigration we lost a lot of our best elements, those with culture and those young people with diploma and so on and so on. And the rest is the rest. Yeah, we are helping them through the institutions to have this role, but you are absolutely right that they haven't this right now.
In the West, there's a big debate going on over to whether or not to allow Muslims to wear headscarves in public. In Arab countries and here in the Holy Land, to what extent are Christians free to practice and demonstrate their religion? And to what extent also are they allowed to express their objections, discomfort with political or social policies?
Well, I think here in Palestine, in the occupied territories, with the occupation and under occupation, I think we have more important subjects to deal than to cover the head or not to cover the head. For me, it is not a big problem. If in Europe, all the ladies, the women, the girls are free to dress, to be dressed as they like, maybe sometime they exaggerate. Why we follow these people only for this 1.5 meter more, 1.5 meter less of stuff on the head? It is not a problem. It is not for me a problem. More problem is to give them education, give them culture, give them awareness, give them dignity.